Janet Hoff and the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. The AccuWeather forecast for tonight, partly cloudy, a low of 37. A mobile app designed to speed the process of gathering and sharing emergency information has been unveiled at UW Parkside by a group calling itself the App Factory. Developed in conjunction with Southeast Wisconsin Emergency Managers. Here's WRJN News Director Tom Karko.
It's called Ready Badger, and it's available for Android and iOS devices at no charge from Google Play and the App Store. Dr. Derek Riley is Parkside's Assistant Professor of Computer Science. He's co-director of the App Factory, and he says it allows emergency managers all across the state to update emergency information and app users to follow local alerts, anything from emergency weather notifications to road closings. A report damage function also lets users report damage to an emergency management office. One time, Racine County Emergency Government Director Pete Jensen, an assistant team leader for Southeast Wisconsin Incident Management, is expecting Ready Badger to simplify and speed up the process of applying for disaster aid or at least submitting a request to FEMA. I'm Tom Karko, WRJN News.
After several weeks of meetings and gathering input from across the county, Racine County now has an official flag designed by members of this year's Youth in Governance class. At last night's county board meeting, Supervisor Monty Osterman, who oversaw the effort, had praise for everyone involved in the project.
As a result, we have what I feel is a very, very important design, very symbolic, and contemporary, which indicates our attitude toward government. You know, far-reaching, forward-thinking is what I mean to say. And I think that the youth should be complimented on the maturity and the commitment that they made to this project.
The vote to accept the flag design was unanimous. The $1.5 million bid of LaLonde Construction to rebuild Kinsey Avenue between Ohio Street and Green Bay Road, even though it was not the lowest responsible bidder, has been recommended to the Common Council by the Public Works and Services Committee. City Engineer John Rooney explained that problems on two late-starting projects last year with cornerstone pavers led to the decision. Rooney said it's not common practice to recommend another company, and going with the next lowest bidder may send a message.
$30,000, to put it in perspective, is less than the amount of money potentially they owe us back in liquidated damages for that contract going as late as it did. The Taylor Avenue project, which is in your district, Alderman Shields, should have been done mid-September and finished the 20th of November.
The city's problems last year with Cornerstone on the Taylor Avenue and Marquette Street projects involved subcontractors, which Rooney points out is still the responsibility of the general contractor. A groundbreaking ceremony was held in Kenosha for a $20 million expansion project at the county-run Brookside Care Center on Washington Road. The project itself and the fact that Brookside no longer requires a local subsidy represents a dramatic turnaround, with Kenosha County Executive Jim Cruiser praising the center's employees along with his predecessors in county government. Administrator Fran Petrick, who left the top job with Racine County's Ridgewood Care Center several years ago, praised the emphasis on making Brookside a better facility.
It didn't take long after starting work here at Brookside before I realized how Kenosha County really treasured and loved Brookside Care Center. It became very obvious to me immediately that the employees of Brookside were an elite group, and they were highly valued and respected for the important work they do. And it was equally obvious to me that this nursing home was considered an asset to Kenosha County, not a liability.
The Brookside expansion project includes a standalone assisted living facility and a wing for physical therapy. Racine County officials are still in the process of studying a committee recommendation to possibly sell Ridgewood. A proposal to create a rapid transit bus system in Milwaukee County is getting positive feedback. Transit system officials held a public hearing last night unveiling how Wisconsin Avenue, Blue Mound Road, and State Street could be physically changed to give buses dedicated lanes, plus add technology to keep lights green for their continued movement. If the plan goes forward, it would cost roughly $40 million. The bulk should be covered by federal funding. Another public meeting is scheduled tomorrow in Wauwatosa. Janet Hoff, AM 1400, WRJN News. The AccuWeather forecast is coming up.